Thank you, Ms. Todorova. The next set of questions are going to be asked by me as a member of the country task force. I'm going to start with the cluster on civil and political rights. And the first right that I'm looking at is the right to identity. And it's under this heading that I want to ask questions about the use of baby boxes. So in 2016, the committee, in its concluding observations, asked Slovakia to do away with the use of baby boxes and to find alternatives for receiving children. Now, we see in our reply to the list of issues that you are using different terminology, or the terminology you use is public incubator, is the way it's translated into English anyway, or rescue nests. But it seems to us that these are just fancy names for baby boxes, if I can put it that way. So it appears that you still are using this method of receiving abandoned children. So can you tell us what measures the updated guidelines that you've adopted have included to prevent risks to children's right to identity? So this is what we're trying to get at. When children are abandoned in this way, you do not have the information about the children so that later, if they want to know their origins, or indeed if you want to know their origins so that you can see whether you could do family reunification, it's not possible when you don't have the information. And this is becoming more and more of an issue, and children are more and more demanding that they should know their origins and have a right to their information about their origins. We understand that anonymous hospital births are also possible, but we need to understand, what does that mean? Anonymous to everyone, or is that is the information about the child's origins retained in some way, and would it be accessible to the child at a future date? A rather similar issue is access to origins in relation to adoption. Now, we understand that you have ratified the Hague Convention and that you operate in accordance with that, and that your adoption convention